Transgender public accommodations, regulating Uber and Lyft, the opiate crisis. Just three of the major topics that dominated the news on Beacon Hill this past year. Right in the middle, watching it all unfold from the WBUR State House Bureau, has been our own Steve Brown, who joins us now in the studio here to reflect on the past year and look ahead to next year. Good morning, Steve.
Good morning, Bob.
So remind us of how 2016 unfolded under the Golden Dome.
Well, the year started off with some unfinished business from 2015. Now, as you recall, in his first year of office, Governor Charlie Baker had pushed hard for legislation aimed at curbing the opioid epidemic. He wanted that done last year, but the legislature tested his patience a bit. They got it finished in March, and it limits the first-time opiate prescriptions to 7 days and requires evaluations within 24 hours for people treated for opioid overdoses in an emergency room. It also allows for addiction screenings to be conducted in schools. Now, on the other end of the drug spectrum, there's been a lot of talk about marijuana. Back in January, a special Senate panel traveled to Colorado to get a first-hand look at how that state's experience with legalized recreational marijuana has been going.
And you went along on that trip.
I did. It was a fascinating experience to watch the senators learn about this burgeoning industry, which we now know, because of the referendum in November, will be coming to Massachusetts. Most of the members on that panel, including the chairman, Senator Jason Lewis, eventually teamed up with Governor Baker and Mayor Marty Walsh and Speaker Bob DeLeo and others to oppose the referendum. But despite that opposition, the referendum passed. You can expect the topic will dominate the 2017 session.
There was another major topic that lawmakers chose not to take up in 2016, and that was lifting the cap on the number of charter schools in the state. Remind us what happened there.
Well, lawmakers knew all along that the question of lifting the cap would be placed before the voters, as it was, so that took some of the pressure off of them. The House has been very much in favor of lifting the cap, but not so much in the Senate. Now, the Senate did try to float a more comprehensive education package that just didn't gain any traction across the hall. Now, as we know, the voters rejected lifting the cap, so it is possible that this topic could come up in the legislature again.
Let me ask about Governor Charlie Baker, who remains, I think, the dominant political figure up on Beacon Hill. 2016 was his second year in office. He remains pretty popular on the Hill and around the state.
He is quite popular, although if you believe those polls about who is the most popular governor, he slipped from first to third place. I don't think he's losing any sleep over that because he still has a 70% approval rating, which is pretty darn good. He still seems to have a pretty good relationship with legislative leaders, although that may be tested a bit as they disagree over what sort of cuts are necessary to keep the state budget in balance. The governor spent some time this past year distancing himself from Donald Trump, like right after his candidate Chris Christie dropped out of the presidential race. Here he is back in February.
I have made quite clear that I have concerns about Mr. Trump's ability to serve as president.
So you won't be casting your ballot for Donald Trump?
I haven't decided who I'm going to vote for, but I think it's unlikely that I'll be voting for Donald Trump, yeah.
Now, ultimately, he didn't vote for anyone for president in November.
So let's now look ahead to 2017, if we can. What are some of the big issues ahead?
Well, definitely marijuana. There's a move to make some changes to the law, possibly delay some of the rather tight deadlines that's spelled out in the new law. They'll also look at the tax rate, as well as regulating edibles and the number of plants that someone can grow at home. Another big issue will be criminal justice. You can expect a legislative package to be put forward by the working group that's been examining the state's criminal justice system. Of course, as I mentioned, the budget, while not a sexy topic, could be something that creates a bit of a rift between the governor and the legislature.
You know, you've been up on Beacon Hill for many years. Let me ask you one last question about 2016. Was there one moment that really stood out for you this year?
There was. It came during the House debate over the transgender public accommodations bill. Now, there was no question that that bill was going to pass, but the most memorable part of the debate came from Representative Sheila Harrington. She's a Republican from Groton, and she had voted against the bill when it came up a few years back. She got up before the chamber and said something that's rarely heard in politics.
I know now that when I spoke 5 years ago, I was wrong. I was wrong on a number of levels, the things that I said. And I know that people will feel that they can't say they're wrong because we live in such a media-driven political society. But if we really take the process of this legislature properly, we understand that our job is to listen through the hearings. It is to try to understand. It is to look at fact and not be subject to fear from conjecture or supposition about what might happen.
That's State Representative Sheila Harrington of Groton explaining why she changed her mind about the transgender public accommodations bill. Some food for thought on so many levels.
Especially as we look forward to the debate on many different issues in Washington this coming year.
Absolutely.
WBUR's Steve Brown, thanks a lot for coming in.
Thanks, Bob.